This WBEZ podcast is supported by Ravinia, with over 100 concerts under the stars this summer, including Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello, Norah Jones with special guest Mavis Staples, The Beach Boys with special guest John Stamos, Shaggy and TLC, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and more. Their 30-acre park is nestled in a gently wooded area. Bring your own picnic or eat at one of the park restaurants. Tickets available now only at ravinia.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. It's time we talk away the dark, learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide, and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.
President Biden has signed an executive order to increase child care access and improve the life of caregivers. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The Economic Policy Institute reports that child care is the largest expense families endure and ranks Illinois as the 11th most expensive state for accessing that care. This issue is the reason why Chicagoan Kaya Jackson is in Washington, D.C. today. She attended the Child Care Workers Can't Wait Summit yesterday with advocates from around the country, then met with legislators at a town hall to talk solutions. She's a child care provider in North Lawndale and a mother of four. Kaya, you had a busy day yesterday, so what pushed you to attend the Care Workers Can't Wait Summit in D.C.?
I'm a child care provider right now, and I'm going through some of the same things that all child care workers going through, like low pay, low staff, not enough protective gear, a lot of things like that. Same thing child care workers going through, home care workers going through.
Hmm. How much state or federal funding do child care centers receive today?
So I work at the YMCA, and we receive funding through, give me one second.
And while you're looking for that, I mean, if you can also just kind of fill us in on, I can only imagine, but talk about the funding, which I can probably guess it's not enough,
it's
how it impacts the pay for child care providers like yourself.
Oh, it causes us problems outside of our work. We cannot afford to live. You know, we have to worry about rent, bills, car notes, insurance, all types of things. We're just low pay.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, if a child care center typically offers low paying positions, tell us more about the challenges that you think that means for hiring workers, especially in this line of work where you're expected to be dealing with young kids.
Because of the low pay, we have low staff. People either come and stay a little bit, they leave because of the low pay. They are unable to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So that affects me that's there, that's staying. You know, it affects me, it affects the kids, it affects the families.
How much is child care costing parents? Can you talk more about that? As I mentioned, it's one of the biggest expenses for families.
I'm not sure how much child care is costing parents.
What about in your case? As I mentioned, you're a mother of four. What's the situation with your kids?
Well, at the average right now, I say is like $17,000 a year or something.
Mm, okay.
Yes.
Is that manageable for you?
No. Of course not. Not on my income. And it wasn't when I was raising my kids. My kids are older now.
Okay.
It definitely wasn't. I use state funding. Also, on top of that, I had to come out of my pocket and pay the remaining cost of it. And that was a struggle, making $10 an hour with four children.
Yeah, I can imagine. So as we mentioned, Kaya, you're in Washington. You spoke yesterday along with your colleagues there. Give us a sense. What do you want to see change overall in this industry?
I would like for the wages, give us a living wage, you know, give us opportunities to use the education that we have, give us more resources so we can get more teachers, reliable teachers. Yeah, that's about it.
We've been speaking with Kaya Jackson, who's a Chicago child care provider and mother of four. Thank you so much for taking the time, Kaya.
Thank you.
Now we're going to turn to Bryn Seibert, who's a SEIU Healthcare Illinois Director of Child Care and Early Learning. SEIU stands for the Service Employees International Union. Hi, Bryn. Welcome to Reset.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So you're joining us from Springfield, Bryn, where you were testifying in front of a special committee on child care access, affordability, and sustainability. Tell us about what's been said so far.
Well, you know, definitely I think we heard a lot of the themes today that Kaya Jackson just spoke really so, you know, I think so clearly about, right? That child care needs to be made more accessible for the families who need it. And a big part of that is making sure that we invest in the child care workforce, right? Whether we're talking about child care center workers like Kaya, or the thousands of home child care providers across the state of Illinois. We need to invest in care jobs. We need to invest in good living wages for the care workforce if we want to make sure that child care is there for families who need it.
Yeah. Do you have information to talk about how much state or federal funding child care centers receive today?
Right. Well, yeah, so, you know, child care, many child care centers receive funding through the Illinois Child Care Assistance Program. Some also receive funding through Head Start and through pre-K. But what we know is that, you know, child care centers and child care homes don't receive sufficient funding at this point to be able to pay living wages to their staff, which makes child care jobs, unfortunately, really unsustainable ones. We're seeing child care workers leaving the field for better paying jobs in other industries where workers are earning more with similar or even fewer credentials than child care workers are required to have. And we're not seeing new child care workers come into the workforce at the rate that we're losing child care workers to other jobs. So really, I think a theme that we heard today and a theme that I think we really heard echoed from the White House yesterday as well with President Biden's executive order is that we have to invest in the care workforce if we want to make child care accessible to the families, you know, who are counting on it so they can go to work and so they can go to school.
Sounds like a really high turnover rate, Bryn. Talk about how that affects the kids in these care centers.
Yeah, well, you know, I think first off, if child care centers don't have sufficient staff, they're not able to open all their classrooms and to be able to serve families who need it, right? You know, we know that continuity of care is also very important, especially for young children, right? Having consistent caregivers that they're able to build trust and build relationships with is also critically important. So if we have a kind of a revolving door in the child care industry, it's not good for kids. It's not good for families, right? We know that there are, in fact, far too many families in the state of Illinois that live in what are called child care deserts, where there just aren't enough licensed child care slots to serve families with, you know, young children in that area. And really to, you know, to ensure that, you know, here in our state, we can provide child care to every family who needs it. We really need to, you know, to invest in bringing new providers into the field. We need to invest in training. We need to invest in, you know, in making child care jobs good, union, living wage, family supporting jobs.
I mentioned earlier, Bryn, that Illinois ranks the 11th most expensive state to access child care. Tell us more about how much it's costing parents.
Right. So, you know, parents who have the benefit of the child care assistance program find that child care is much more affordable than, you know, for families who are paying out of pocket, right? You know, here in Illinois, the cost of a year of child care is equivalent to the year of a year of college tuition at an in-state university. And, you know, that's not sustainable for families, right? So, you know, we need to ensure through our, you know, through our child care programs here in Illinois that we're making child care affordable for parents. And, you know, but also, too, that, you know, state investments are really critical in raising wages and ensuring that child care providers, you know, home child care providers and child care center workers are earning good living wages. Because given the affordability crisis, we can't expect parents who are already struggling to pay that high cost of child care to pay more to ensure that child, you know, to lift child care workers out of poverty. But, you know, certainly not a question. We know that we need to lift child care workers out of poverty, too. That's absolutely essential.
Well, when you gave that comparison to tuition costs, I mean, that really, really paints a picture of how expensive this is. I know as a parent, I would not dream of paying tuition level costs at that early age. I mean, you think as a parent, oh, I have 18 years before I have to fork out that kind of money, right? So that makes things really difficult, I can imagine. You know, I mentioned earlier President Biden's executive order to expand child care access, Bryn. It includes 50 directives to nearly every agency to take action on fixing our child care system. But some of those directives, they won't have an immediate impact because they're funded out of existing commitments. What do you think of this move?
You know, I think that we're in a really exciting moment here nationally and in our state. I think that, you know, President Biden's announcement yesterday really helps lift up the urgency of investing in care work and investing in care workers, right? I think that, you know, when we talk about care work, we talk about child care providers, care workers have been overlooked and disrespected and underpaid for far too long, right? So we have, frankly, a long way to go to raise, you know, child care workers' wages to a livable wage, right? And this executive order is a really important first step to drawing, you know, attention to the child care crisis, to the care crisis, and to think about how we leverage resources to fix it, right? Also here in Illinois, very exciting that we have, you know, Governor J.B. Pritzker, who is, you know, has announced his Smart Start initiative. And with that, specifically, you know, providing, you know, grants that will, you know, that are targeted to increase compensation for family child care providers and for child care center workers is really critically important. You know, I think this is an important first step. We need to do so much more to ensure that child care workers are on a path to a, you know, a true living wage, right, of $25 an hour where they can afford housing, they can afford to care for their children, you know, they can afford a secure retirement. So we have a long way to go to get there, but I think, you know, between what we saw yesterday from the White House and what we're seeing happen here with Governor Pritzker's investments in early childhood, we're off to an exciting start.
That's Bryn Seibert, SEIU Healthcare Illinois Director of Child Care and Early Learning. Thank you so much, Bryn.
Thank you.
This episode of Reset was produced by Brenda Ruiz, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Dan Tucker. Stay in the know on the top stories of the day by subscribing to the Reset podcast. We share stories from across Chicago, Illinois, and the world Monday through Friday, with a bonus episode on Saturdays. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.